We acknowledge, first of all, the yahrzeit of Rabbi Teicher's sister, Charlotte, who just told me, I didn't know this, that he never actually met. So her young neshama should certainly have an aliyah. To explain one of the most bizarre practices that we have, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah requires a very long shiur. We don't have time for that right now, but we'll at least get into a little bit of the origins. We know that here in the diaspora, we always observe 2 days of Yontif based on a principle called Minag Avosenu Biadenu, that this is the tradition of our ancestors who couldn't get the news necessarily in time of when the Chodesh was established, based on all the principles of Kiddush HaChodesh that we've described, whether the Chodesh would be Malay, it would be 30 days, or whether it would be Chaser. But by that token, so Rosh Hashanah should be the 30th of Elul and the first day of Tishrei, right? If it was really the same idea, and of course it would only be in the diaspora. So you already have a sense that it's something completely different, which I'll explain again the origins of tonight. And we don't observe it, again, the 30th of Elul and the first of Tishrei. It's the first and second of Tishrei. And of course, it's observed in the land of Israel as well. So let me try to explain briefly the origins of how we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The source text is our Mishnah, and then also the Gemara Masechta Beitza on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, which debates, is it Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? Is there one sanctity that sort of spans 48 hours, what we call Yom HaRichta? Are they 2 different days? So here is the story. So if you think about it, right, after 29 days in any month, could be Elul, could be any other month, so the Beis Din has to be lookout for Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to be Mekadshin Es HaChodesh Bayom, but since Jewish holidays start at night, if you're dealing with the month of Elul, as soon as 29 days have elapsed during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to have to be on the alert that it really could be Rosh Hashanah, there could be an Isser Malacha. So Misafik, based on this uncertainty, nobody was going to be doing Malacha after sunset of the 29th day. But again, nobody determined yet that it was really the first day of Tishrei. It could very well be that the next day will be the 30th day of Elul. So they simply waited the course of the day. They wouldn't do any Malacha. They weren't going to bring the special Karbanos associated with Rosh Hashanah, Parechad, Ayilechad, Shivak Vasimine Shana, Sirizim Echad L'Chatas. They're not going to bring the Musaf, and they're not going to do the Tzkios. But Misafik, they're going to have to observe an Isser Malacha. They're going to wait for Edim to come. If Edim are going to come in time, wonderful. They'll declare the day Rosh Hashanah. Everybody will have observed the Isser Malacha throughout the course of the day. So that's not going to be an issue. But let's say the Edim are delayed in coming. So the Mishnah says there was a problem. 1 year the Edim were in fact delayed in coming, and there was a problem with the Levim, who have different shirim that they would say on the Karbanos, so that we have the Shir Shalyom, so we continue this practice as part of our davening every single day. There was a special song for Rosh Hashanah. So 1 year when the Edim came very late in the day, they were confused. They didn't remember which song to say. Was it the weekday song? Was it the Yontif song? According to one opinion in the Gemara, they didn't recite any Shira that day altogether. So the rabbi said, this system is no good. So we're not going to accept witnesses after Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim anymore. We're not going to declare the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to declare the day of Rosh Hashanah, I should say, Min HaMincha Ulamala. But that raised its own problems, because they knew that if they would make that decree, the rabbis are going to make that decree, then nobody's going to observe from the night before the Isser Malacha, because they'll say, oh, the Edim probably won't come, just like they did last year. So when they made that takana, we're not going to accept witnesses, mina mincha ulamala, they also made a takana, no again as hayom kadosh ulamachar kadosh. They said, if the witnesses don't come by mincha time, that means we're going to treat this day as a day of sanctity with an isser malacha, kom lecha savod alosasu, and the next day will automatically be treated as one of the mikrei kodesh, and we'll blow the shofar, and we'll bring the karban musav, and that's the way that everything stood. So you already have the origins of the beginnings of, let's say, not 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but at least 1.5 type of a day. So then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, well, says there's not going to be any grounds for confusion anymore, so we can really accept the witnesses the entire day. So one of the takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which we've been discussing, again, his first takana that should blow the shofar on Shabbos in the Beis, and the second takana that we discussed, which was the issue of taking the lulav all 7 days. The third takana we discussed, Yom Hanaf, Kulo Asr, the 16th of Nisan, you're not going to have Chadash the entire day. So he made a takana that you can go back to the original practice of accepting witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh the entire day. But the Gemara explains that he did not undo the original idea of Nohagin Hayom Kadosh Ulamachar Kodesh, that he felt he wasn't going to undo, so that they observed every single year these 2 days. And again, originally it was the 30th day of Elul on the first day of Tishrei, but that became the basis for our practice after we established the calendar, not based on Kiddush al-Pi Re'iyah, but based on the Hillel HaZaken, not the original Hillel HaZaken, But Hillel, in the times of the Amoraim, when he fixed the Jewish calendar, so he kept this idea of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Elul would always be 29 days, and then we would go straight into Tishrei and have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So again, the origins were in this issue of accepting witnesses min ha-mincha ulamala, and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai saying, yeah, we can do that because there's no chance Levim are going to be confused with Shira to sing because there aren't Korbanos anymore, but we have to maintain that original practice of Hayom Kadosh Ulamachar Kadosh. Okay, the Mishnah concludes with another aspect of the Takana. We just noted how important it is for Beis Din to be Mekadesh as a Chodesh, and that requires the Av Beis Din to say Mekudash, and everybody would answer him after him Mekudash, Mekudash, based on the Pasuk in the beginning of the 12th chapter of Shmos, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, Beretz Yisrael Lemor, that really Moshe was given this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramban says, Moshe v'Aaron v'makom Yisraelim. So Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana that if the Av Beis Din is on vacation somewhere, if he's not around, so that you could, the witnesses could just go to the Makom Havad, to the place of Beis Din, they don't have to go and chase down the Av Beis Din. So just to conclude with one little thought here, you know, you might think that this whole idea of Ein Mikachin es HaChodesh min HaMincha L'mala, that they're not going to accept witnesses once the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is brought, is like an example of, we said before, Gzeirah D'Rabbah, of Yesh Koach Biad Chachamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taseh, that the rabbis somehow have the right to say, okay, really, the Torah said you should take a lulav today, but you're not going to take a lulav today. You should blow the shofar today, but we're not going to blow the shofar today because we have other concerns. But it's not really part of that category. It's not part of the broader category where the rabbis are going to say that really the witnesses are coming, really today is Rosh Chodesh, but we're not going to mark it as such. Because remember, the halacha of Rosh Chodesh is completely different. This is not an example of Yesh Koach Biad Chachamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah. The rabbis are not saying, oh, it's really Rosh Chodesh, but we're not going to declare it as such. Because again, the whole halacha of Rosh Chodesh is Eile Moadei Hashem Bikorei Kodesh Asher Tikru Osam Moadam. As we've said many times in our study of Rosh Hashanah, Al Tikri Osam Ela Atem. Atem Afilu Mutim. Even if you're making a mistake, Afilu Shogigin, Afilu Mizidin. It's up to you. Achodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Beis Din gets to determine when Rosh Chodesh is. The witnesses could be waiting outside. If they're not going to accept the witnesses, it is not Rosh Chodesh. So it's not Yesh Koach Biad Chachamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah. The Torah said, it's up to you. Al Tikri Osam El Atem. If the Senate Judiciary Committee is not willing to give Gorsuch a hearing, then he's not getting a hearing. That's the way the process is set up. Really, the rabbis were given the right by the Torah. So it's not that they're uprooting anything. Like Gzeirah D'Rabbah, this is a fundamentally different category. And the fact that there could be this takana of Ein Mikachin es HaChodesh min HaMincha L'mala when it came to Rosh Hashanah is really a classical example of the Koach of Beis Din in the context of Kiddush HaChodesh. Al Tikri Osam Ela Atem. You, Beis Din, have the right to determine when Rosh Chodesh is going to fall. And in this case, not just Rosh Chodesh, but of course, Rosh Hashanah, Ein Li Moados, Ela Elu. Rabbi Chananah ben Akashan, Retz Kodesh.